I'm Jay Thomas Smith, along with Val Wilson, and our guest this segment is Gilbert Garcia, chairman of Metro. And of course, he says he's not here as the chairman of Metro, but as John Q. Citizen this morning, and as such, he's been a treasurer of the board of directors for Sponsors for Educational Opportunity, secretary of the Houston Downtown Management District, and a member of the Yale Club of Houston. He served on the board and also a member of the board of trustee of the Houston Municipal Employees Pension Fund. You've been a pretty busy guy. And, of course, you were named to chairman of the Metro Transit Authority of Harris County by Mayor Anise Parker. Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Live.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. Obviously, the most important thing that I do is I'm married to my wife, Dee Dee, and, of course, I have four children, including three boys and including the princess, who's my baby, who's 6 years old, and I coach youth soccer. As it relates to...
Out the trash.
And I do whatever they tell me. You got that right. In fact, sometimes people often say, if I could on that note, is, what's it like being chairman of Metro? And I say, well, put it this way. When I get home, my daughter still says, hey, Daddy, more milk.
More money.
Yeah, and I do what she says. Yeah. But going back, I am the chairman of Metro. But remember, this referendum is something that's very, very important. And it's a very exciting time for us on the Metro Board, and really has been since we were appointed 2.5 years ago, as well as some additional appointees over the last year or so. And Metro, as it relates to this referendum, can only educate. But I'd like to be here to really advocate. And so that's why I mentioned that to you at the beginning, mm-hmm. to talk about why it's important to vote for this referendum.
Okay. And now, what does voting for mean? In other words, is for being for it, or is it for being against it? Or is it being against it for it? I mean, just is it straightforward? Does it read as it reads? Does it mean what it says as it reads?
It does. Okay. We spent a great deal of time to try to make this very easy. Mm-hmm. Could I take a step back and give a little history?
Yeah, please.
And again, I don't want to take up too much time.
No, don't worry about it. We got plenty of time until we say we don't.
Excellent. I appreciate that. Let me say that, first of all, it was the 2003 referendum that put forward the Metro Solutions Plan and a plan for Metro. And in there was also a continuation of what's called the General Mobility Program. Mm-hmm. The General Mobility Program, as we know it, originated formally in 1988, mm-hmm. whereby Metro would get its 1 cent sales tax from the region and would give or share 25% with our member partners. Those are, of course, the multi-cities, cities like Humble, Katy, Missouri City, West University, the Villages, all in our service area, Bel Air, but also the city of Houston, mm-hmm. and Harris County. And the 25% goes to road improvement type projects. And in the 03 referendum, it called for Metro to determine by 2014 what to do with that program, whether to continue it in some way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. or not.
Okay.
And so it's because of that reason we're having this referendum. And if it weren't for that, we probably wouldn't have it.
Mm.
And so on the referendum is what to do with the mobility. So this is what we've been doing over the last year. We've had numerous community meetings throughout the community in different parts of the area. We've had numerous public hearings at Metro. We've had well over 1,000 emails and letters, and really trying to get a handle of what do the people think about the referendum and the concept of general mobility.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, the opinions of the General Mobility Program are really wider than my arms. And for those on the air, I've got my arms stretched out wide. Because on the one hand, you have people who say, you got to get all that transit tax money to Metro because we need more rail, we need more buses, we need more bus shelters, get all that penny. On the other side, you had people who say, no, we need those funds for road improvement projects, mm-hmm. because as we all know, roads need more repair. And in fact, Metro's part of the reason some of the roads need repairs because of our buses and things. And then you just have some folks in the community that just do not believe in Metro or the mission of mass transit and those other things and do not want to see more money to Metro. Well, over the course of this time, we've really been trying to find a middle ground. And after a lot of angst, we found a middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very pleased that we have. And so I'll read the measure in a second. But what the middle ground is, we will be continuing the mobility program, the mobility payments to our member partners. But at the same time, as a percentage of the total tax, it will be declining, which means Metro will be getting approximately $400 million more money than it would have otherwise to do two things. Pay down our short-term debt, which is almost $200 million, short-term debt that has accumulated over the last 10 years. And in addition to that...
Short-term debt.
That's right.
10 years.
No. Short-term debt meaning 270 days or less.
I know, but over the last 10 years, you've accumulated...
That's short-term debt. What was happening was the previous board, and I'm making no judgment here, was borrowing short-term money to make general mobility payments.
Okay.
And the reason is one of the biggest traumas has been, not just for Metro, but for all public entities, has been this, the recession. Less money to make the sales tax payments to our member partners, they had to borrow funds. We've got to pay down that debt to get Metro to better financial condition.
Okay.
So that's half the money. The second part of the money is going to the bus system. And the reason for that is, again, no judgments, but over the last 10 years or so, our bus ridership has declined significantly. Our number of buses in circulation are down almost 15%. We've got to spend more resources to move people around. The most cost-effective way is to expand and build the bus system. In addition to that, our bus shelter program that we're doing right now, you know, we're very proud of it. We're going to be building, and we just had a big ribbon cutting, 100 new shelters. Well, you know what that means? Do you know how many bus stops we have? We have 10,000.
Yeah.
Only 2,000 are sheltered. It would take 80 years at this pace. And that's just not good enough because we know that our community, you know, they need shelters. They need to be out of the rain. They need to be out of the sun. And shelters are good public policy, and it's also good for ridership.
Yeah.
Because remember, Metro's in the ridership business. That's our business. And each shelter adds about 20 to 30 ridings a day. So if you do 100 shelters in 1 year, that's almost a million riders.
So it actually does that. I mean, that's been... You've researched
that's
that.
Correct.
You've got a shelter. More people will use the bus services if you have a shelter.
That's correct. And think about it intuitively. Mm-hmm. When it rains, the first thing people say is, I'm not going to go outside in the rain.
That's
or
true.
If it's too hot, if they're waiting for a bus, they're like, I'm going to bail out on this because it's just too doggone hot. And that's normal and natural. Let me just read what the ballot says, if I could.
Please.
Because we spent a lot of time trying to make it easy. If you look at the ballot language and the ballot proposition was the background to the ballot from 2003, it was very complicated. So this just says you're either voting for or against the continued dedication of up to 25% of Metro sales and use tax revenues for street improvements and related projects for the period October 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2025 as authorized by law and with no increase in the current rate of Metro sales and use tax. So what does that mean? Again, the projects that they spend the money on, our multi-city partners, City of Houston and Harris County, are really defined by law. So that's hence why it says authorized by law. The reason for that time period is all the mobility contracts expire September 30th, 2014. So that's why the period begins October 1st. We picked to 2025 or 11 years because that gives us good visibility based upon projections now that we'll be getting at least $400 million. And then we added the language with no increase in sales and use tax because we wanted to make it clear to the public, given all the other referendums in the universe, a lot of them have borrowing capacity or sales or not sales tax, but property tax implications. Ours has, you know, no changes in fares. It has no borrowing capacity. It has no sales tax increase. So ours is very different. Ours is just a function of how we're going to continue to redistribute funds amongst all the partners. And everybody is all in sacrificing a little bit to give Metro more money.
Well, you know, and you make a good point. It's great that everyone is sacrificing. I think that's a great idea. But, you know, there's one big question that just, I got this big question mark it's over my head. Can you see it?
I see it.
Yeah, okay. Now, obviously that $400 million, 14 municipalities who get that 25%, they will get less money over that period of time, correct?
Remember, it's 14 multi-cities, City of Houston and Harris 13, County.
Right, okay.
And mathematically, how we get to that $400 million is from October 2014 going forward, As sales tax grows, and why is sales tax growing? Economy improving, mm-hmm. more population growth. Mm-hmm. As it grows, we'll be getting half of their growth.
You know, it's interesting you should say that. I saw in the paper yesterday where the city of Houston has the best employment rate in the country right now. We're at 6.3% unemployment. I thought that was...
Well, on that note, that's right. Yeah. And it's very exciting. And in fact, we see it at Metro. And let me tell you why. If you go back 1 year ago, we were projecting sales tax for the last 12 months of right around 5 to 6%. Mm-hmm. You know where it came in? It came in double digit, almost 12%.
Wow.
What that means to Metro is almost, you know, our monies alone, almost $30 million more money that we can use for transit. And so in my view, the projections we have to get that $400 million are based upon the visibility of sales tax today. I think it's going to turn out to be much more because I do think the economy's improving in this region much faster than in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
So that's right. I agree with that article, and we're seeing it and living it at Metro today.
In case you have a question, our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102, and we're talking with Gilbert Garcia, the chairman of Metro, and we're talking about the General Mobility Program referendum, which you can begin voting for tomorrow with early voting. Again, 713-390-5102. Of course, my screen here is kind of blank, so you got to give me I'm talking to my producer here. Give me a lineup of my guests there. Now, but what's going to happen, though? The city, those municipalities are going to be getting less money, right?
That is correct, than they would otherwise. That's mm-hmm. right.
So while everything sounds great for the region in general as relates to bus service and Metro as a whole, the municipalities who were getting the funds, they will have a little hole in their budget.
Yeah, why don't we talk a little about that? There's another way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the general mobility, which has been 25% of the sales tax going out to our member partners.
Mm-hmm.
Between 2014 to 2025, it will be going from 25% going out
mm-hmm.
to approximately 18.5% to 19%.
Okay.
That's another way to look at it. So we will be slowly weaning down the general mobility from 25 to about 19.
Okay.
So that's right. But I think there's a recognition by everybody, and I'm very excited about it. I mean, for the first time, everyone's really come together to
More
take
coffee?
On.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm excited about this stuff because there's been a lot of work getting here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, when have you seen, you know, groups get together to solve a major issue in the community? When have you seen the county, the city of Houston, the multi-cities really work together?
Yeah.
And that's what's magical about this, because everybody recognizes we need to do something to solve the transit needs in this area, because if we don't, it will solve itself and it'll probably be nothing but more gridlock for everybody. Oh. And when you have gridlock and you don't take on transit, it makes the region less competitive. It makes businesses not want to relocate here. And that's why we need to come together, and it's happening.
Yeah, Chairman Garcia, before we get to the phones, give the listeners the website, because a lot of this information is broken down in really simple, easy explanatory terms for people like me who don't quite understand fully all the details. So what is that website?
The website is www.ridemetro.org, and everything is there on our web. It's pretty fascinating. One of the things that we did when we came in about 2.5 years ago was really improve a lot of key areas that a lot of critics of Metro have been talking about. Transparency was one of the big ones. And so if you go to the Metro website, you can see all of our board meetings live. Every meeting is streamed live. Every committee meeting is streamed live. They're all archived. You can see all the materials. You can see our check registry. If you want to know where money goes from Metro, it's all there. So it's a very, very detailed website. But you know what? It's very easy to navigate. So I encourage everyone to please go.
Let's go to line one and talk with David. You're on the air with Chairman Garcia.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I was just listening to what Mr. Garcia was saying, Chairman, and he's not telling the whole truth. He talks about the company being transparent, whereas he will not allow, he and his president will not allow the employees to be represented by the legal representative.
Well, what we're dealing with right now, David, is the referendum, the General Mobility Program referendum. That's what we're dealing with right now, okay?
Okay, well, let me tell people about that.
Oh.
What they're not telling people is that, one, okay, the advertisement that is out saying, one, if you don't vote for it, Metro gets to keep all their money, and that, two, if you do, they get to share it. Well, what he's not saying is that people, what I'm saying is people should vote it down, because if it's voted down, Metro will not get any of the federal grant dollars. Because remember, back in 2003, the citizens turned it down, and they never did follow any of the things in which they said they were going to do. Right now, they're cutting runs now, mainly in the minority neighborhood. So what he's saying is not true. I happen to bribe the system.
Okay. So you're saying they're cutting runs. I'll let him address that, David. Thanks for your input this morning on Sunday Morning Live. Okay, so
a couple of things on that, if I could. First of all, that's not accurate. I can tell you a couple of things. In the 2003 referendum, there is no doubt that there were plans to do many things. I cannot address the past, and I really think it's better to, when we came in, to look forward. We've addressed many of the items. What he's referring to, I think, relates to the rail expansion. And, you know, I'm just as discouraged as others that we're not further along. When we came in, the FTA had done an investigation on Metro on the previous actions by Metro, and ultimately they said that we had violated our procurement laws and federal procurement regulations. We could have folded 10, and we didn't. We did a very aggressive schedule, and now, no, we have secured federal funds. We've secured $900 million, and so to his point, to David's point, we've secured them in an environment when there's very little federal money even available.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've gone from rail was really, for lack of a better word, dead just 2 years ago, to we're going from 7 miles to 22 by the early to middle of 2014. The other comment he made as it related to cutting runs, we did have to make some very tough cutbacks. That is true. But I can tell you that's precisely why we need to vote for this referendum, because it will get $400 million, half of it earmarked to paying down the debt, and the other half to address his very issue that he's raising, which is the runs. Because he's correct, and I'm making no judgment, but 10 years ago we had about almost 1,450 buses in service, and over the last 2 years, while it's been flat, it's flatlined at about 1,250. Okay. So the bus system is smaller. Well, David, that's exactly why we need to vote for it, to get funds to restore the bus system and to really build back the ridership. So I really appreciate his allowing me to bring up that comment.
Okay, let's go to line two with Emily. You're on the air with Chairman Gilbert Garcia. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. What I'm trying to find out is what happened to the toll money. Is that also affiliated with Metro? Because the toll has been paid for, but yet it's still, and they're accumulating money because you're not paying a bill. So what's going on with the toll money? Can it be used towards the down payment to bring down the budget?
The tolls are not part of Metro. Now, we are converting some of our HOV lanes to HOT lanes, which will allow you to pay a toll if you choose, if you're just a single occupant. But we're really in the infancy of that right now. So all the tolls that you're thinking through of other things are not related to Metro.
And, of course, they are probably using the money to increase the number of toll roads and to keep them in repair and to pay salaries and all that other stuff. So that is an interesting point there. Okay, let's go to line three with Lee. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Chairman Gilbert Garcia, Metro.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Very good.
Great, thank you.
Hey, as a voter, I'm just going to be honest with you right now. My mindset is to vote no, and I'll tell you why. The last thing that the big thing that I remember voting for was the increase for the water bill, which was supposed to go up, you know,
okay, that has nothing to do with Metro. The water bill has nothing to do with Metro.
I totally understand, but it's coming from the same, basically, these are, you know, they're coming to the public asking them to trust us again.
Okay, well,
my question is, what guarantee do we have if we vote for this that it's not going to cause increase fares, the riders, and the money will not be taken? And, you know, you say you're going to build roads or train rails with it, and then you take the money and decide, well, we're going to put it in the coffers of the administration and the people that, you know, the work and the people at the top are going to get bonuses and things like that. I guess that's my
concern. That's a good question, Lee. Thank you.
Well, let me answer it this way. First of all, I'm going to go in reverse order. You talked about bonuses and things like that. I can tell you when we came in, you know, we recognized that the financial condition was tight because the economy is tight. And one of the things that we did, we eliminated perks on senior management, and there's been little to no raises for anyone in the last 2.5 years that we've been managing Metro. And so we've done a lot of the things that you would fiscally think is very prudent and responsible with your tax dollars. So I think, Lee, if you looked into a lot of that, you would be pleased. As it relates to taxes and things of that nature, remember, there is no new tax here. There will be no new tax here. We don't have the authority to raise taxes. And so we would have to go to the state legislature, which, of course, really governs things for Metro. And so this really is about the existing sales tax that's dedicated to Metro, how to redistribute those funds. And what this really is about is, in the past, 25% has been going to the 14 multi-cities, Harris County, the city of Houston. There will still be money going to them, but it will wean down from 25 to about 18.5% or 19%. So as Metro gets more money, it is spelled out quite clearly in the proposition that we're going to be paying down the short-term debt and expanding the bus system.
And generally speaking, what's the mindset of the representatives from the other municipalities about this?
Well, like anything, in these tough times, everybody would rather have all the money.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there's a recognition that in this day and age and the needs of transit, we all have to sacrifice something. And that's another reason why to vote for this, because in this region, people have come together. And I know a lot of us would love to see that happening in Washington, which is people with different ideas, different spectrums, really working together. And so I credit a lot of the leadership of the multi-cities. I credit Commissioners Course, Commissioner Raddick, and of course, I credit Mayor Parker, because all along she has been very, very supportive and very aggressive about trying to do something more for transit.
Well, folks, there it is. It's as clear as I think it's pretty clear. Are you going to vote yes or no? You can start voting tomorrow. The General Mobility Program referendum for Metro on the November 6th ballot. Early voting begins tomorrow, October 22nd. Chairman Gilbert Garcia, I'd like to thank you for being a part of the program.
Well, thank you. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate all the questions. And I would like to say the whole thing's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
All right.
Remember 999? Well, yeah. We got the Metro. Remember that? We got the Metro 1, 2, 3. And number one, it continues mobility payments, very important road improvement projects. Number two, it pays down short-term debt. And number three, it expands the bus system and bus shelters without raising any taxes.
All right. That's it. We're going to take a break now.